Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Here we are. You know, the only way that you can get away and take a break from the fulfillment of so many words that you know that's taking place is just shut off every form of media. And that's why we're here at VFN Radio, because we want to give you the light perspective, the word perspective. Right. We don't want you to be trembling and terrified of the signs. We want you to be fearful of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And he'll protect you. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Think about it, a strong, fortified tower. And the righteous, those that are righteous, according to Romans chapter 5, under the blood of Jesus, because we receive a gift of righteousness when we repent and give our lives to God and follow him, the righteous run into it and are saved. Mm. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, you're going to need the tower, the name of the Lord. You're going to need where we're going and why we're here. And the only reason we're doing this is because we love you and we want you to know about this. And Ezekiel 33, I believe it is, says that if we didn't do this, then people who don't run in to the name of the Lord, and because they didn't know about it because nobody told them, then that person's blood would be on their hands.
That's wow.
I think it's 37 maybe. But listen, he says, but if they repent, he says, if they hear what you're saying, if they hear the warning, if they hear you say, hey, a storm is being fashioned against you, but if you turn, I'll turn the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you saved, but if enough respond, the storm ceases to exist. Think about it. Who is this that the storms obey? Who can hold their hands out and say, peace, be still? Mm. Jesus Christ. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Listen, there's a storm in your life right now, and there's a storm around you, and probably there's a storm on your television news. I want to tell you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, made righteous through their faith in Jesus Christ, making him the Lord of their life, can run into that name, in the name of Jesus, and be saved. Isn't that beautiful? Mm. That's just beautiful. I just want to encourage you this morning, because I know we're hearing, you know, report after report of this horrific marathon bombing that we've already talked about already. And just, and you can listen to a previous program. I don't want to go there emotionally again, but I didn't have time to get over that before all of a sudden somebody, man that's held captive by obviously second heaven begins to mail envelopes to our government officials.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what are you doing? And that's the devil, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, you're supposed to pray for those in authority over you.
That's right.
You know,
they arrested
what I'm saying?
Him already.
Good. Very good. Yeah, I heard they arrested a whole bunch of people. Then they came back and said, they never mind, we didn't. You know, I never know which one they're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's so much going on right now.
But very good. Very good. So that was the suspect that was in Mississippi.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Lord, we thank you for justice in that.
That's
we just pray protection, Lord, over all of our leaders, that any of these crazy situations would be stopped.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be stopped, Lord, because we want to have a peaceful life, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what he says, that if you pray for those in authority over you, then you'll have a peaceful life.
That's right.
Listen, you know, we need peace.
Right.
You know, you can't afford the Prozac, right? So it's just because peace.
That's right.
You can either have peace or Prozac, but you can't have them both. They have different names for a lot of stuff nowadays. I don't know what it is. But let me tell you this. We're going to be sharing with you today. If you missed yesterday, you got to get it. You got to listen to it. Go to the highlights, listen to it. It's the name of it is a prophetic word.
Yep, the convergence of a choir of prophetic words.
Isn't that beautiful? That's what happened. Right. And we're actually watching all the parts of the choir sing, and we're amazed. By the time we got done with yesterday's program, we were just sitting in awe and just saying, oh, it's all coming to pass. Every bit of it's coming to pass. I mean, words from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, Steve Hill Ministries, Peter Wagner,
John Paul Jackson,
words the Lord has given myself and given John, and it's like, it's happening so quickly. And it's like, you got to get it. If you really want to get, You know, so often, you know, people can spend their whole life in a dying process only to be able to write a book or preach a message so you can hear what they died for in 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 60 yeah. minutes. And I think about Joe Martin. You know, you think about that. He says, you know, people just won't. Good morning, Joe. Not Joe. Good morning, Joe Martin. Anyway, so and that people pay him money to be able to go and talk about what he read because they won't read it. People just don't read it, you know.
Yeah.
Hope I didn't give away your secrets. Anyway, so and so in the context of that, that. But that's okay with God. God, you know, we have Moses' experience. We have Abraham's experience. We have all these, those that have gone before us as experiences. And they, there's a lot to that one little verse or that one chapter of somebody's life.
That's right.
I mean, Gideon was much more to him than three chapters. You know what I'm saying? He was, and so, but you can read their experiences and through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can, and I'm telling you, yesterday's program, you know, it's obviously not everything, but I believe it's so anointed that if you just relax, shut down all the noise and say, Lord, I'm ready to receive a word from the Lord and just begin the convergence prophetic. What's it called? What's the title of it?
The convergence of a choir of prophetic words.
Right.
Ineptocracy. Unless America turns, America will burn.
Yeah.
And the coming great awakening.
Yeah. I mean, you
it's
got
just
it.
Full circle. I mean, yeah. it's just full circle. So yeah. much in this word.
So you can find that on the, obviously just listen to the program. You can go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. I think it's on the right side right now, right? Right side.
It's still there.
And your titles on the VFN TV, VFN Radio app, obviously you're not going to have that whole title. So you'll probably hear the first part of the title that says something like.
The convergence.
Yeah, look for convergence is the key word. And just relax and listen to it. And just say, God, speak to me. You know, if this is a warning for me, you know, I want to respond because the reason why God warns, the reason why a father warns their children is because he loves them. And he's warning. I mean, a stop sign is a warning. I mean, think about this. People say, I can't believe this red light. This traffic light is just stopping me all the time. Okay, let's just take the traffic light out. There's no more traffic signals, no traffic signs, and you got four roads converging right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you going to fill in your life without? I mean, you're going to be, you know, you just don't ever know.
That's right.
And so what a traffic light does, what a stop sign does, what a yield sign does, it warns you that you need to be careful because you can die.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody else who's not paying attention to the signs will run that red light or traffic light or run that stop sign. And because you paid attention to the signs of the times, because you paid attention to the warning, you just put your foot on the brake and thought, what am I doing? I don't care what they're saying out there in the religious world. This is what God's word says. I'm going to start reading it and doing it. I'm going to be a hearer and a doer. That's what a warning is. A stop sign is just letting you know. Think about it. Think about wherever you're at in the world, even including South Korea. Good morning to Amy. Imagine going through an intersection without any traffic signs or traffic devices to warn you that you're about to cross an intersection. I mean, you don't need one when you're going on a straight line, a straight road, but when you're about to cross an intersection, and listen, America is in the middle of an intersection, and we're all going through it. And yesterday's program, and many of the prophetic words, but yesterday's program will just increase your appetite to know more and give you enough to know, my goodness, Lord, open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart that I might see. And so you don't want to miss it. You can get it on the VFN TV app. You can get it on at the torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Don't miss it. Also, go ahead.
On the app, you know, you can find it also by looking for the image on the left-hand side called Prophetic Word. Prophetic Word. And that's kind of highlighted there, made plain and in red so that you can definitely be... find it more easily.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.